Welcome to this Cognos podcast on performance management for retail. Cognos is the world leader in business intelligence and performance management solutions. And my name is Kelly Allen. In this podcast, we will hear from Steve Pruden. Steve is the Senior Project Manager at Steak & Shake Information Technology Group. He's responsible for maintaining technology initiatives and driving strategic relationships with the company's operations and franchise business units. In his presentation, Steve will talk about how Steak & Shake uses Cognos Performance Management to help enable its strategic plan to sustain same-store sales growth and achieve market expansion. Let's listen in.
What my presentation is going to do is really discuss how Steak & Shake uses business intelligence and specifically performance management as a tool to help enable our multi-year strategic plan. First things first, for those that don't know Steak & Shake, we are a fairly mature company. We're a multi-unit restaurant company that was founded in 1934. We're about a $700 million business, and we're publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange. We've got about 483 stores, most of which we actually own and operate, that are located in 20 states, concentrated primarily in the Midwest and the southeastern areas of the U.S. We're a full-service casual dining restaurant that's open 24 hours a day, and our real differentiator in the market space is really to offer made-to-order food at the speed and price of fast food. And now I want to dig into some of the business challenges that we're facing. Steak & Shake is a classic example of a small company that woke up one day and found itself large. When we did that, we figured out that, hey, we need some sort of multi-year strategy to really focus in on our key drivers of our economic engine, and that would be sustaining same-store sales growth and really achieving true market expansion. So we're in 20 states, and we'd like to be in all 50 someday. So the successful sort of implementation of that strategy leads to several different challenges, and these would be operations, classic IT challenges, and then some finance executive level challenges. On the operations side, really we want our operators to focus on doing what they do best, which would be taking care of our associates and our guests in the units. So we don't necessarily want our store managers spending time in the back office analyzing numbers, finding faults with data, messing around with Excel, doing things like that. We need to give them time back, remove some administrative drag, and get them in the restaurant taking care of their business. From the IT side, we want to do more with less. We want to run a real lean and mean IT staff. So we need to streamline the reporting, and we need to consolidate skill sets that we have to maintain and train on as IT works through turnover and those types of things. One way that we aim to do that is to provide some self-service reporting capabilities to not only our field users, but also our corporate business partners, whether they're in marketing, whether they're in R&D, those types of business units. And then from the finance side, we have this corporate strategy that focuses in on same-store sales and market growth, but what are the true analytical metrics that are good leading indicators of how we're going to do there? How do we align that corporate strategy down to the individual's operations report level, and how do we measure our true performance to plans? So starting with our corporate strategy, we needed to distill that down into true operational metrics that a store manager can use to judge the one-day health of the restaurant. And then some key drivers for same-store sales growth. These would be things like, are our guests happy with their service? Were they satisfied? Are we moving people through our drive-thrus? So labor is our highest cost component of our business. We want to make sure that at a glance, that store manager can see how he or she is doing on labor. So this is taking into account all of our key metrics around how we manage our business, whether it's focusing in on growing our leadership bench, whether it's focusing in on retaining associates, or whether it's focusing in on are we hitting our margins right. All of those things drive same-store sales for the operators. Our solution environment for those challenges really all revolves around Cognos. So we have our environment as all of the Cognos 8 BI products, focusing in just specifically on Data Manager for doing all of our classic extract, transform, and loading capabilities to our data warehouse, and then the full suite from Analysis Studio for analyzing cubes, Query Studio for doing some ad hoc reporting, Report Studio, and then all of this being delivered through a common Cognos delivery platform, the Cognos Connection product. We also rely heavily on our Oracle Data Warehouse, and a true dimensionally modeled warehouse that we consolidate information from dozens of different data sources. And one of the main things that's been successful for us is really to create a true business intelligence competency center that's cross-functional in nature, that helps us prioritize, fund, govern the data, make sure that if metrics change, we have the right sign-off for those types of things. Let's talk about what some of the business results that we've seen. User satisfaction is very big for Stake and Shake. We have a wide range of users where double clicking is kind of a new skill to learn, all the way up to folks with MBAs who are very technically savvy. We needed to roll this out in a way that was very easy to understand for everybody. And we gauged user satisfaction post rollout. And these are the results that I wanted to share. Basically, our restaurant managers are satisfied with the Insight or the Cognosate reporting solution, and that most of those field users find that it's easy to train new people. So when you work in a very high turnover industry like we do, training costs can become prohibitively expensive. So that's one thing where we wanted to make sure that field users could actually train and make sure that they were getting the results that they needed in the stores. 85% of restaurant managers have said that the system saves them time every day. So when you talk about building return on investment cases for performance management and business intelligence, you need to come up with some soft and some hard dollar savings. We can come up with hard dollar savings right now by shaving units of labor off of our hourly managers. So if they're spending less time in the back office, they spend more time up front, we can start to shave hard dollar savings from our labor costs. And then some IT efficiencies that we've gained. Really, it's easier to train folks when you have one single report authoring tool. We also have reports that are being delivered faster and in a more efficient way to the business. So the business at Stake and Shake is seeing IT truly as an enabler of the business and not just providing a lot of red tape or being a gateway into getting good information. So the more self-service reporting we can deliver, the better it is for everybody there. Some of the lessons learned that we've got with this, number one is start slowly. If you start out and try to solve all of your business problems in one fell swoop, you're going to bite off more than you can chew. So start slowly, start with one focus group of users and execute there. Keep your executive sponsorship. So get it early on when you charter the project and keep that executive sponsor engaged and really evangelizing the solution for you. And that'll help as you progress through your rollout. Continuously learn and improve. This is going to be an iterative process. You'll find some things that work and some things that don't. Build that into your plan as you're working through your project. And really, that business intelligence competency center, build a governance process and stick to it. Make sure that people know the metrics that they're looking at, that they believe truly in the data, and that you're prioritizing what it is that you're working on. As soon as people start to see some of this information delivered, it can create a snowball effect. The floodgates will open up, and your IT department will be overwhelmed with data requests. So build a governance process and stick to it.
You've been listening to a presentation by Steve Pruden, Senior IT Project Manager at Stake & Shake. We hope you've enjoyed this Cognos podcast. For more information about Cognos performance management solutions for retail, please visit our website at www.cognos.com. That's www.cognos.com. I'm Kelly Allen. Thanks for listening.